Pino Puto until you've heard the story of Culture 3. How brutal was Culture 3, you ask? Culture 3 was so brutal that they maimed, tortured, enslaved, and in general brutalized themselves. You see, Culture 2 had made a virtue of stoic resistance to pain, stubborn fortitude, that sort of thing. So when Culture 3 came around, they had a problem. How were they going to impress everyone as being even tougher? Their answer? They would arrive at a battle, stand on a tall hill where everyone could see them, and chop off one of their own limbs. Then they'd wave it around, screaming and shaking it at their enemies. It worked. It scared the hell out of their opponents. They ran like crazy. You could tell who was a real war hero back then by how few arms or legs he had left. War parades were quite different, too. Instead of sturdy old warriors walking slowly past the reviewing stands, they tended to roll, but not a good clip, too. To you, an inferior alien, this may seem bluntly stupid. The product of a sick, primitive society. You couldn't be more right. Culture 3 was, as you can well understand, only the third Thrash culture, and was therefore far from the tempered perfection you have encountered here and now.